The recent discoveries of unmarked graves of Indigenous children at Canada's residential schools has brought scrutiny to sites in the U.S. where similar institutions once operated. The Interior Department has launched a nationwide investigation. Samuel Horst-Kessler of NPR's Code Switch podcast visited Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home to the first off-reservation Indian boarding school in the country. Efforts are already underway there to return the remains of Native children to their proper resting places.
Today, what used to be the Carlisle Indian Industrial School is an Army barracks. It's home to the U.S. Army War College for senior officers. But from 1879 to 1918, it housed Native students from tribes across America with the express purpose of assimilating them into American culture.
So this is the original entrance where we are right here. As you can see, the railroad tracks cross what was the original entrance.
Barbara Landis is a retired biographer and historian. She still gives tours pretty often, though she says this was the first time a train actually drove by during one. The front entrance has since moved to just next to the cemetery at the barracks. Passersby will see the rows of white headstones where just under 200 students are buried. Now that number is decreasing, since efforts began several years ago to return the remains to their tribes and families.
These three cottages that you see down along the perimeter of the southern portion of the school grounds were cottages that were built by Native American children as part of their industrial training.
The Carlisle School had academic training for half the day and industrial training the other half, essentially cheap manual labor. The idea for the school began with Richard Henry Pratt, a lieutenant colonel who had formerly overseen Native American prisoners of war. He was influenced by Puritan beliefs and in the POW camp converted 12 prisoners to Christianity.
And he was able to eventually get those 12 prisoners to help him recruit children for the Carlisle Indian School.
That became the first class at Carlisle. Over the years, roughly 8,000 students lived here and nearly 200 were buried here. At times, parents would receive notice of their child's passing only after they had been buried. The cause was often attributed to disease, although abuse was rampant at these schools. The entire system has long been condemned by Native Americans as a form of cultural genocide. At Carlisle, students were required to cut their hair and wear a uniform. The more senior students would discipline their subordinates. This highly rigid structure was modeled upon Pratt's military experience.
So, you know, you can just imagine the psychological impact of that kind of a structure among Native American children and their peers.
Not surprisingly, over the nearly 40 years of the school's existence, about 1,000 students tried to run away. And that's where those train tracks come back in.
So the railroad tracks were important, an important rite of passage for kids to know the train schedules, because that's how kids ran away. Mm-hmm. They would jump on a train.
In 2016, at the request of a member of the Northern Arapaho, the Army began collaborating with tribes to repatriate the remains of those buried here. The process takes place once a year. The most recent of these repatriations occurred back in July. The majority of those being returned belonged to the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota, who held ceremonies in Carlisle and along their journey back to their reservation, like this one in Sioux City, Iowa. A young activist named Christopher Eagle Bear spoke after a prayer service. He noted the Big Dipper was visible in the sky overhead.
And in a sense, you sit there and think at the Big Dipper, and whenever it's dipping, it's picking up the people and taking them back to the stars. And maybe, you know, these children are getting a second chance at life in the next generation to come. Maybe they'll get to do whatever they wanted to do, you know, that they didn't get to do when they were younger.
Rosebud Sioux President Rodney Bordeaux attended the ceremony as well. He says the experience was humbling.
Being there, you're basically put back in time, just imagining what they went through as young children.
I asked him what he hoped for from the investigation launched earlier this year by Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland into Indian boarding schools, and he said he hopes it'll bring about the true history of what happened to them. His one concern is that many of the original records might have been lost or destroyed.
I think with the history of our people passed on orally or, through textbooks, they'll just have to consult and do a lot of research on every reservation and talk to the people to find out where these graves are.
According to the most recent number, there were over 367 Indian boarding schools across the country. The investigation will conclude in April, but the process of repatriation will likely take years. Samuel Horst-Kessler, NPR News, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.